Senior Airman Brandon Nelson. On this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, maintain our rage, and new enlisted development policy. Every quarter, maintenance teams at Aviano Air Base compete in the Rapid Aircraft Generation and Employment Competition, also known as RAGE. This aircraft weapons loading event is designed to foster camaraderie amongst maintenance professionals, inspire them to take pride in honing their individual skills, while leading to a culture of excellence and producing highly skilled and effective airmen.
RAGE participants were evaluated on their ability to load bombs, missiles, and munitions onto an F-16 and compete in a 50-caliber gun install on an H-860. This quarter's load team winners are Technical Sergeant Taggart Hansen, Senior Airman Juliano Rich, and Senior Airman Ian Swan from the 510th Fighter Generation Squadron. Brigadier General Tad Clark, 31st Fighter Wing Commander, explains how RAGE highlights airmen and the mission of the 31st Fighter Wing.
It gives you a chance to see the different squadrons, the ground crew, getting those aircraft ready to go, and it is pretty impressive. They do it fast, they do it with precision, they do it with expertise, and that generates those aircraft into combat aircraft, which is part of our mission statement, generate combat air power.
Clark also says in addition to building camaraderie, these competitions encourage speed and efficiency when loading aircraft, ultimately leading to more sorties generated and a higher mission effectiveness. I'm Senior Airman Brooke Sorensen, AFN News.
New enlisted development policy. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Milton Hamilton. The Department of the Air Force introduced a new set of total force enlisted development education instructions and policies under DAFI 362685. The changes aim to streamline and modernize total force enlisted development after previous instructions were split into more specialized instructions. The new policy establishes more connections between base-level professional development and enlisted professional military education. It also creates installation development centers to ensure timely and relevant content delivery to airmen. The updated policy also discusses EPME schoolhouse policies and guardian development, such as pregnancy not being a disqualifier for EPME, and clarifying the relationship between Space Delta 13 and Air University. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Brandon Nelson.